hard is not bad. You're going to do a lot of hard things in your business. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean it's wrong. And I'm sharing that with you because the same thing applies here. Yeah, it's hard work to get your messaging right, but hard doesn't mean that it's bad. Welcome to She Leads First, a podcast for female entrepreneurs who are ready to build a brand that will become a revenue-generating machine. Hey guys, I'm Emily Sincotta, a brand and business strategist with years of experience in both marketing and online product development. Each week, myself and my guests are going to share our own experiences and knowledge with you so that you can figure out exactly what about your brand is going to keep people coming back for more. You'll leave this podcast equipped with the confidence to tackle those big goals that are going to scale the impact of your brand and your bank account. It's time for you to embody that CEO energy and start leading first. After all, you're building more than just a business. You are building a movement. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of She Leads First. Today, we are talking about everyone's favorite subject in business, how to increase your sales. And we're going to break this down what I like to call Barney style, super simple, talking about it from the 30,000 foot view. Okay, so we're talking high level here, but this is how you get to see how the pieces of the puzzle fit together. So we're not talking about the super nitty gritty today, but we need to start to think of your business as a system. And so I'm giving you this system level view. Like I said, high level, 30,000 feet above, looking down at it, how does a business function? We are talking about sales from that point of view today, so you can really see how this works. And so you can identify where your system is breaking down, where you are missing out on sales because you don't have this piece of the puzzle in play. That's how we're going to be talking about sales today. And you guys, when we break it down this way, it really gets to be so simple. And business is, as frustrating as it is to hear, it's simple. It is. We complicate it because we're humans and we like to make things difficult and we like to find the details and struggle with them. When if we look at it, there's building blocks of every successful business that are the same. There's patterns that reveal themselves. So we are taking that high level look today, talking about how to increase your sales in your business. So let's dive in. In order to make sales in our business, we have to have, drumroll please, a system that creates sales. Go figure, right? But I really want you to think about this. You need to have a system that turns a follower into a client. That sales system can be a launch process, but in its simplest form, it's just quite literally how you turn a follower into a client. How do you make sales? What does that step-by-step process look like? It can be as simple as you get on your Instagram stories, you talk about your offer, you link to a free sales call. Prospective clients get on a free sales call with you. You pitch them at the end. They do or do not become a client. That can be the system. Start to finish, super simple. But like I said, it can also be your live launch process. It could be an automated webinar. It can be a free challenge that drives into sales at the end. We can get creative with this. We can add more and more details as we go. But quite simply, it's just, how does somebody first hear about your offer and then turn into a client? So whatever process you use to do this, congratulations, that's your sales system. Now, if you're listening and you're like, oh, hold on, Emily, I don't know what my sales system is. I don't know how I turn a follower into a client. Well, I want to say congratulations. And I mean that genuinely because you just found the first piece of the puzzle that you're missing. You just identified a huge area of opportunity for you to start improving this facet of your business. Because if you don't know how you turn a follower into a client, your prospects sure as heck don't know how to become a client either. This process needs to be clear and it needs to be outlined so people know what to do in our world to purchase from us. We have to spell it out for them. People aren't going to intuitively know if we don't share it with them. So if that's you, your first job that you get to do to improve your sales is to outline what your sales system is. What steps does somebody take to become a paying client in your world? Now, once we have our sales system, if we want to increase our sales, regardless of what system you currently use, you only have two options to do so. Option number one is to increase the number of people that you are putting into the sales system. So in marketing speak, this means finding new leads to put through the funnel. So we can either, number one, pump more people into that sales system, knowing that a percentage of them are going to convert into clients as they go through this sales system. Option number two is to increase the effectiveness of the sales system. So what I mean by this is, for right now, if every 10 people that you get on a sales call with, if you are the person whose sales system is to get people onto a sales call, pitch them on the back end. If that's your sales system, and right now, every time you get 10 people on average, one of those will convert into a client. Your sales system has a 10% conversion rate, right? If one client out of every 10, or one prospect rather, out of every 10 that hops on a sales call with you becomes a paying client afterwards. Simple math here. If I don't want to go out and find new people to put through my sales system, my other option for increasing my sales then, the only other option, is to increase the number of clients that I sign out of every 10. So maybe instead of shooting to sign one client out of 10 who get on sales calls, my new goal is to get that effectiveness up to 20%. I want to start signing two prospects into clients out of every 10 that hop on a sales call with me. You see what I'm doing here? So if we want to increase sales at any time in our business, once we know our sales system, our only options are to either find new people to go through it, so increase the number of people going through that system, or number two, increase the effectiveness of the sales system itself. That is a sexy option, the second one. We always want to be getting in front of new people, but we know that that either takes our time and energy to create content to get in front of new people, or it takes connections where you can leverage someone else's audience and say, hey, can you share what I have with your audience, or get on a podcast, or do a joint live, getting in front of other people's audiences that are similar in niches to yours, or it takes paying for ads. So if that's not an option, or if that's not working for you right now, your only other option is to increase that conversion rate, increase the effectiveness of your sales system. And this is something we all have the power to do at all times. We can always make our sales system better. So, Emily, how do I do that? How do I improve the effectiveness of my sales system? Well, again, this breaks down. We've got options. Remember, we're doing 30,000 foot view here. We're looking at the pieces of the puzzle. If I want to start increasing the effectiveness of my sales system, I can either improve the actual offer. Maybe it isn't selling because the offer itself needs a little bit of work. Sometimes this is the case, and that's okay as part of refining your products. Or number two, this one, spoiler alert, most often is the culprit. Not saying our offers never need work, but a lot of times the offer is good enough, but it's this other thing we need to work on. And this other thing is the messaging. How are you presenting your offer to your prospects? What are the words that you are choosing to try and sell them into it? And how are you delivering that message? How are you showing the people in your world that what you have is made for them? Most often than not, this is the missing piece in increasing conversion rates. In improving your sales system is working on your messaging. This is 80% of the work that I do with my clients in my mastermind and in my private coaching containers, because it's so important. And I'm going to be honest with you, it can be hard to get it right. I was on a training with Jasmine Starr recently, and she said something that I love that I want to reiterate to you here, which is, hard is not bad. You're going to do a lot of hard things in your business. Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean it's wrong. And I'm sharing that with you because the same thing applies here. Yeah, it's hard work to get your messaging right, but hard doesn't mean that it's bad. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. And most importantly, what I'm going to share with you here is that it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just takes time, trial and error, and sometimes a little bit of outside guidance. We all need it. The best marketers know that you don't do your own marketing. You have to recruit outside help just to help you find your blind spots and help you say things more clearly. Because when you're so close to what you do, it can be tricky to get out of your own head and get back in the mindset of your consumer or of somebody who just doesn't know as much as you do about the product and the service. So most often we need to be working on our messaging here.
And we talk a lot on this podcast about ways to improve your messaging, but I want to give you some high-level things to think about that your messaging needs to cover when you are selling something to somebody. First and foremost, you guys should know this one. Pat yourself on the back if you do. You should be clearly stating that transformation. What is the before state that your clients are in? What are their pain points that they are experiencing, the symptoms of the problem? And what do they want instead? What's that end transformation? What are they working towards? What are those desires that your offer leads them to? We need that before and after, that clear transformation of like, hey, say goodbye to X, Y, and Z and say hello to all these beautiful things that you want. Most important, we've got to have that clear transformation. You also want to make sure that you are sharing in your messaging throughout your sales system the features and the benefits of those features that they get when they sign on with you, whatever your offer is. Now, where most people go wrong is they just share the features. So if I have an online course, I just share with you the title of each module. Unless those titles are written to explicitly tell me what the benefit is of learning that, I don't care as the consumer. I'm like, great, she has a lesson on sales systems. Why do I care? You need to go deeper and tell people, here, if I'm giving you 3 months of access to a Facebook group, you got to tell me why I care about that. Is it so I can have all my questions answered as I implement, making sure I never get stuck along the way? What is the benefit of each feature of my program? Don't just tell me, here's what you get, an itemized list. Tell me why I care. And to tell me why I care, you got to tell me what the benefits of each feature are. The next thing that you have to do is handle client objections. I know that this is a hot topic online. I know you may have heard people say, don't handle client objections. I am telling you with my full chest, they are wrong. And I mean it, and I mean it with love. And I'm saying this because the more that we understand what this means, the better we can serve our clients. Handling client objections really means answering the questions that they're too afraid to ask out loud. Handling client objections means hopping into the mindset of your consumer and saying out loud, hey, I know you might be worried about X, Y, and Z, but guess what? I've got this covered. There's a really ninja trick that I teach with launching when you're designing your launch where you can design your bonuses of your program to proactively handle your client objections. Like I said, super ninja trick. It's really awesome. It will absolutely increase your conversion rates too. It's such a cool way to bake this into your offer itself where you're like, hey, I know that you're worried about X, Y, and Z, so I created a bonus for it. So don't worry, I've got this bonus that covers it. You don't even have to worry about that at all. That's all I mean by handling client objections is you are proactively thinking, okay, where might my clients get stuck? What questions might they have that they don't want to say out loud? Or what questions might they have that they do want to say out loud? That's an objection too. And when we're talking about objections here, we're not talking so much about what are called universal objections, which are things like, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the energy. Those are universal. We want to hone in and go product specific. So when a client looks at my offer, what might they say of like, but what about this? But what about this problem I have? But what about this next step I need? We want to proactively think, what are they going to need from me? Where are they going to struggle? What's going to prevent them from doing this on their own? And how can I make sure that I have an answer for that unasked question? How can I make sure I'm handling that objection proactively? So notice I didn't say in here that when somebody tells you, no, I can't join right now, you try to turn that no into a yes. Some people call that handling objections. That's something completely different. That's not what we talk about here. We're talking about handling client objections in a way that is positive for the end consumer because you're showing them, hey, I have thought about what you need and I've worked it into this program already. But you need to let them know that in their marketing. You need to spell it out for them. So similar to that, we also want to make sure we're just answering all the questions that they might have. Make sure you've got an FAQ section on your sales page. Make sure that you send out an FAQ email. And I know what you're going to say, Emily, nobody asks me questions when I put up question boxes. You make them up. You know your consumer. You will get to a point where people are asking you questions. The more and more that you launch something, the more and more you pitch your offer to prospects and they actually have questions for you. But it's going to take some time to build up that bank. But in the meantime, you know enough to proactively get in the mind of your consumer and say, what questions might they have, right? This goes right along with what we were just saying about handling client objections. Objections and questions are two sides of the same coin. They really are. They go hand in hand. So you want to just make sure that you've got all your bases covered, both in terms of objections and also logistical questions and genuine questions that they might have, like what time are the calls? Are there calls? Is there any access to you live or is this self-paced? How long do I have your support for? Whatever product-specific questions they might have. Last two, to improve your messaging. You want to make sure you are showing proof that what you have works. We have talked about this on this podcast before. You guys should be pros at this. You know that you need to either have testimonials in your back pocket, examples of how you have used this to make change in your life, or collect statistics and data that support the claims that you are making about what you have and why it works. So you need some kind of proof that what you have works. And then finally, last thing I want to share with you today to improve your messaging is using your ideal client's language to do everything we just talked about. Not your language, not industry jargon, not trying to sound fancy, not ChatGPT's language. Hear me when I say that. We all know when something was written by ChatGPT. It has a certain way about it. We can all tell. Making sure you are getting into the minds of your ideal client, your dream consumer, and using their language back to them in every touch point you have, from social media to email to your sales page and beyond. That's the thing that is going to improve your messaging the most. And so all of this, you can see why I said most often what we need to work on is improving your messaging. If we're trying to increase the effectiveness of the sales system itself to increase our sales. And this is why I specialize in my business. This is why I work with clients so deeply on this, is because it's such a big piece of the puzzle. And so if right now you're not experiencing sales in the way that you want to in your business, I want you to take this high level view that we just did and go through it step by step. First and foremost, what's your sales system? From there, you want to say, okay, is that clear? Or do I need to work on that a little bit? Next, okay, if I want to increase sales, do I have a traffic problem, meaning I don't have enough people going through the sales system? Or do I need to work on increasing the effectiveness of it? And if I need to work on increasing the effectiveness of it, am I going to work on improving the offer or improving the messaging? What is the feedback that I'm getting from clients on where things need to be changed? This is a holistic process. This is a process of gathering data, but you can see that it's really just putting together the pieces of the puzzle and looking for where there might be a breakdown or where you can create improvements. So I hope that you gained a little bit of insight into your own business, into your own sales processes through this episode. If you love this, as always, do me a favor, screenshot the episode, share it to your stories, and tag me. I always love to see who is tuning in. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you in the next episode.